The federal government is optimistic the Senate will soon pass legislation for a trial of its so-called healthy welfare card aimed at reducing alcohol-related violence in Ceduna in the far west of South Australia. Debate on the card is due to start in the upper house today. Labor is open to supporting the card, but wants more detail before it's prepared to allow the legislation to pass. From Canberra, political reporter Peter Donald reports.
In Ceduna, the rate of people being assaulted and ending up in hospital is 68 times the national average. It's mostly caused by alcohol abuse. Michael Haynes from the Ceduna Aboriginal Corporation has come to Canberra to lobby Labor and the crossbenchers to vote for a trial of the government's healthy welfare card.
We're talking about saving lives here. We've lost too many of our people over the last 40 years. We as community leaders have made a stand here to try and address this problem, but we need to work with government as well and also community.
It's being driven by Alan Tudge, the minister assisting the Prime Minister.
This is a full frontal assault against alcohol abuse in this town. We want this trial to work so that the community can be safer, so that women and children can be safer, and so that everybody can lead a better life.
Welfare would be paid onto a debit card that could be spent on anything apart from alcohol or gambling. It would apply to almost 1,000 welfare recipients around Ceduna, most but not all Indigenous.
Really, the only difference that this will make to people's lives, if you're not a big drinker or a big gambler or a big drug taker, is that instead of reaching into your pocket for cash, you will reach into your pocket and swipe your card to pay for a particular product. Because the card will work absolutely everywhere in the country to purchase whatever you like, but it simply won't work at the bottle shops and won't work at the gambling houses.
Labor is open to supporting the legislation through the Senate, but opposition family spokeswoman Jenny Macklin is holding out for more assurances from Alan Tudge.
I've just sent another list of concerns to him about compliance and how the card is actually going to operate. If people want to reduce the amount that they have on the card, how that will happen, who will actually make that decision. None of these things are clear and they need to be.
A Senate report tabled yesterday recommended passing the legislation with a dissenting report from the Greens. Greens Senator Rachel Seward says a more restrictive welfare debit card in the Northern Territory hasn't worked.
We're talking about people who don't have alcohol and substance abuse issues, being told what they can and can't buy and treated like children. This is a top-down punitive approach. Bottom line is, it doesn't work. People talk about feeling demonised, losing dignity because decision-making has been taken out of their hands.
Michael Haynes from Ceduna is pinning his hopes on a trial getting up and working.
The government has come to us with an idea. We're hoping that this is going to be a real opportunity for change.
And that is Michael Haynes from the Ceduna Aboriginal Corporation, ending that report from Peter Donald.